Welcome to Your Daily Bread with co-hosts Abby Stacier
and Hannah Calhoun.
We're here to be your weekly source of spiritual nourishment, guiding you to find food freedom in a deeper connection with Christ.
As we explore the intersection of faith and nutrition, these bite-sized episodes will help you heal your relationship with food and your body through practical advice, biblical wisdom, and heartfelt encouragement.
And as a disclaimer, we are not pastors, but passionate registered dietitians and sisters in Christ, offering our insights to support you on this faith-filled journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life.
Join us by taking a seat at our table as we break bread and allow God in to break the chains of diet culture.
Hello, hello. This week we are back in Genesis, and we're going to be talking about shame and how shame is not from the Lord. So first we're going to be starting in Genesis 2, verse 25. It says, Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. Then jumping to Genesis 3, verse 6, it says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good and for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" So right off the bat, we need to set the record straight that shame is not from the Lord. Shame was never intended for us. Even though Adam and Eve were naked, they felt no shame. It was only when sin entered the world that they started to feel shame, that their eyes were open to the fact that they were naked and they saw that as a bad thing. Them being naked wasn't anything bad, but it was that worldly view, that sinly view that then really
brought shame. Yeah.
Yeah. And distorted what God made beautiful, what God intended for good and for beauty. It was our sinful nature and just like sin coming into the world and that worldly view that distorted God's definition of goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And right when they realized they were naked, they covered themselves up and they hid from God. And God was saying, "Where are you?" And not in a condemning way, "Where are you?" Not like that. If you know the nature of God, and if you hear that when you're reading, "Where are you?" I would encourage you to spend more time in the Word and really learn God's nature as a loving, compassionate Heavenly Father. He's not like that. That's not how he speaks. So he's like, "Where are you?" Because whenever we fall off the path, God's right there. He wants to bring us back in. It's like the prodigal son, right? Like wants to bring us back in. He'll leave the 99 to go get the one sheep. He wants to bring you back into the fold. So he's right there, not in a condemning way, but to bring you back in a loving way. And what's interesting, and we had a sermon at my church that talked about in this verse, the cool breeze of the day, that God is walking in the cool breeze of the day. And before the fall, before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve were walking with God in the cool breeze of the day. They were walking in step with him in his easy yoke and all those things that it says that we should be doing when we are in step with God. And when they hid from him, when they separated from him and engaged in sin, they were no longer walking in the cool breeze of the day with God. They weren't in his covering. So whenever you are starting to feel shame, like you might feel exposed and and not covered, but it might be because you're feeling shame and that's not from God. You're covering yourself with the enemy's lies, not with God's truth of who you are.
It's so important. Like, as soon as we begin to feel shame, we need to start a conversation with God, you know? And as soon as we start to feel shame, like, I'm picturing, like, you know, maybe me walking into the gym with, you know, maybe like a shorter shirt, and I'm feeling self-conscious about like maybe my stomach and the other girls and whatever. Like, I need to start a conversation with God. Maybe I'm at a potluck and I sit down at a table and I realize I have more food on my plate than the other women there. I need to start a conversation with God. Because shame is not from God, and shame entered the world after sin entered the world. And so shame has no place on our plate. And it has no place when it comes to how we should be feeling about our body shape.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're, you know, we might feel exposed in the world, because it said Adam and Eve were naked, but they felt no shame, and because this was before sin and they were in right standing with God. So you might be someone that is in a larger body and you're out to eat in a restaurant, and you might feel very exposed and in a vulnerable spot, because a lot of people feel uncomfortable watching people in larger bodies eat. And you might feel, you know, self-conscious about that, because people might have said stuff to you in the past. And I know this from experience, hearing these testimonies from clients. And so you might be vulnerable to judgment in that moment. You might feel exposed, but you do not need to feel shame. You do not need to be afraid. And this is when you do need to have a conversation with God, like you're talking about, to make sure that you are just wrapped in his covering and that he is protecting you, because you might be exposed, but it will not affect you. It might not change you. It will reaffirm his truth and how he sees you if you're turning to God in those moments and rejecting any shame.
Yes. And I'm also thinking too, like, maybe you don't go into the situation feeling shame, but maybe somebody says something that makes you suddenly feel shame about the food on your plate or the size of your waist or whatever it may be. You know, we had an episode about, you know, almond moms being a modern day Pharisee, and how maybe in this case, first of all, you start a conversation with God and you also pray for this person who just kind of imposed shame upon you for what you're eating or how you look in that moment, when the reality is that human beings deserve nourishment and they deserve to experience food as pleasure as well. You know, fat people just as well as thin people need food, period. And, you know, can also enjoy a family outing or an outing with friends where there's food, and, you know, they don't deserve the ice cream with the cookie any less than the next person. And so if someone's imposing shame upon you because of normal activities that we all deserve to participate in, like, it's number one, it's time to start a conversation with God, and time to pray for those who persecute you.
Yes, because at the end of the day, hurt people hurt people. So if someone is saying something hurtful towards you or making a judgmental comment or criticism, that says nothing about you. It says everything about what that person is going through, the bias that they have or something that's being triggered in them. So that can help you in your compassion towards them and loving your enemies, praying for those who persecute you, knowing that this person said something hurtful to me. They must be very deeply hurting.
So true. And a lot of times, yeah, people who feel shame themselves will bring shame onto others. And so you have that awareness, and to include them in your prayers, that they will no longer feel shame about these normal human activities that we all can participate in, like eating and living and enjoying life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Your Daily Bread. We hope you found inspiration and practical guidance to nourish your body and soul. Remember, the journey to a healthier relationship with food and a deeper connection with Christ is ongoing, and we're here to support you every step of the way.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you've been blessed by our content, please consider sending this episode to a few friends that need to hear this message. And we also invite you to leave us a review. Your feedback and support mean the world to us and really help the show grow.
As we conclude today's episode, we encourage you to take what resonated with you into your quiet time with God. Allow God to reveal to you any changes that you can make for His glory, trusting that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore how God's word helps us heal our relationship with food and our bodies. Until then, may you find both physical and spiritual nourishment, and may you be filled with His peace and joy. God bless.